Hello, my imaginary friends. I've been listening to the Randall and Hopkirk show. Very much enjoy listening to those guys. Talking about the EU referendum. I think the thing that really annoys me is the lies that have been told by the politicians. So the thing that made me particularly angry about David Cameron's actions on reflection were not so much that my initial reaction was that he was a coward for running away from delivering and following through on the referendum. That was my initial reaction, but upon reflection, it's more of an anger thing that he lied to us during the campaign when he said, he said as recently as Sunday last week on Question Time special, he said that that he wasn't going to go anywhere, that if the British people vote for an exit from the EU, then he would stand by and carry that action out. And that now appears to be a completely blatant lie. That's the deceit that angers me. It's the lies that were told by Johnson and Gove. Not Osborne. Osborne was a Remain. But he's changing his tune now. But it's the lies that were told by the Leave campaign, by Johnson and Gove, about the 350 million, about immigration changes, and what's come out this morning in the Telegraph, although it was leaked yesterday evening, from Johnson was a very different vision to what he was offered on the side of the battle bus. And I think that part of the problem is, the whole referendum itself was fundamentally flawed, because it was a choice between status quo and a blank sheet of paper. So people voted against the status quo, but they didn't vote for anything specific. There wasn't an articulated vision of this is what's actually going to happen if we leave the EU. If the Leave campaign had said, right, here is a completely thought out approach as to what we want to achieve. We want to be part of the EEA, and therefore we want to continue paying into Europe to trade with them. We want to be able to we're going to continue paying the price of having free movement of labour and residency. If he'd articulated that, then people would have known what they were voting for. Then everyone who voted for a Brexit will have known what they were voting for. But they didn't. They've been deceived. They were voting without knowing what they were actually voting for, what leaving the EU actually means. So did they think that they were going to be completely outside of the European community and not trading at all with Europe? Did they think they were going to be part of the EEA and therefore have to trade with, be able to trade with Europe and have to continue paying in, but not having a say anymore? So I think if you have a referendum like this, then where the Leave campaign doesn't actually articulate what is actually on offer if we choose to leave, that's the wrong way of doing it. And that's why I think we should have a new referendum or a general election, whichever way it occurs, where somebody is prepared to stand up and say, right, I will follow through this and I will go ahead and make these things happen. And I guess the only way to do that really is a general election, because what we've seen with a referendum, that people that don't agree with the referendum can walk away, whereas if you're in a party that wins a general election, then there's enough of you that believe that parties put together to say these are all our policies, manifesto, that was it. You've got enough people that believe in the manifesto actually then go forward and deliver it. The Conservative Party didn't have that, did they? Because they had a manifesto which said we'd have a referendum. But clearly they don't have the capability of going forwards with the outcome either way, because the PM said, I'm off. I'm not prepared to do it. So that manifesto was flawed, and that's why I think we should have another election. Thinking about it now. It's not fair to just say, oh, here you go, you can have this. This thing you can see here now, right, there it is. This is what you've currently got. Or you can have something inside this box, but I'm not going to show you what it is until you've already bought it. We've been sold a pig in a poke. The UK electorate have been sold a pig in a poke. And that's not right. So yeah, let's have a general election. That's my view. Thanks for listening. Take care of yourselves. Toodle-boo.